ever tried talking about classic cars with English speakers and run into a bit of a linguistic roadblock.
Yeah, it's funny how these things happen.
You know, you're excited to share your passion, you use a word you think everyone understands, and
And suddenly you're not talking about cars anymore. You're, well, who knows what you're talking about?
exactly. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, with a little help from language expert Christine Bergmer and her blog post about, well, this tricky word.
A single word that can really throw a wrench in your conversational gear.
You're telling me. So, what is this word that causes so much commotion?
It's old timer. Simple as
Tadilla.
that. In German, it's perfectly clear, right? A beautiful vintage car, something with history.
Right, like a classic Mercedes or a Porsche, something like that.
Yeah, but use old timer in English to describe a car, you're going to get some puzzled looks.
Oh, yeah, in English, old timer is a person. It's
Yeah.
like saying someone's been around for a while, a seasoned veteran, but more, casual.
It's all been experience, not chrome and leather.
Christine really hits the nail on the head in her blog post, pointing out this difference. So, what's the solution? How do we talk about our beloved classic cars in English without causing a linguistic pileup?
Well, she gives us some handy alternatives, each with their own little nuances.
Okay, like what?
So you've got classic car, that's your all-encompassing term. Think timeless design, elegance.
Gotcha. What about something a bit more specific?
Then there's vintage car. That often conjures up images of a specific era, like the Roaring 20s or those fabulous 50s cars.
Oh, I see. So it's all about the time period.
Exactly. And then there's veteran car, which I think really emphasizes a car's age and its resilience. It's like this car has seen things.
That's a great way to put it. It's almost like giving the car a personality, a history beyond just its model year.
And it's interesting because Christine actually uses the word old timer in her email address, but it's like she's reclaiming it, making it clear it's about cars in her world.
That's a really clever detail. It's like she's playing with language, using context to create a double meaning.
Exactly. And it just goes to show how fascinating language can be, how much cultural context plays a role.
So let's be clear for our listeners. If you're ever chatting with someone in English about cars and you want to talk about an old timer, what should you say?
Ditch the old timer, embrace the classic car, the vintage car, even the veteran car.
It'll save you a lot of explaining and keep the conversation flowing smoothly.
Precisely. And who knows, it might even spark a conversation about these linguistic quirks we've been discussing.
Now, this whole thing got me thinking. There are probably tons of other German to English word pairs that could trip people up. It's like a linguistic minefield out there.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just limited to German and English. Every language has its own set of false friends, words that sound the same but have wildly different meanings.
It's true. Like, remember that time we talked about the German word gift?
Oh man, that's a classic. Imagine thinking you're receiving a present, but it actually means poison.
That could lead to some seriously awkward situations.
No kidding. And it just goes to show you how important it is to be aware of these cultural and linguistic differences.
It's like, yeah, we can laugh about it, but it's also a good reminder to be mindful of the words we use, especially when we're communicating across cultures.
You got it. Language is a powerful tool, but it can also be a source of confusion if we're not careful.
So, next time you're about to use a word you think everyone understands, take a second. Make sure it's not a false friend lurking in the shadows, ready to sabotage your conversation.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And for our listeners, what other German to English word pairs can you think of that could cause some confusion? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time,
Happy conversing, everyone.
and watch out for those false friends.